each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madarin channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila, the Seasons of Life. And mashallah, in today's beautiful episode, we do have a brilliant topic of discussion. And that is regarding valuing time. Yes, to value your time. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and I, dear viewers of Madinah channel, by granting us a very great treasure. And that treasure is the treasure and wealth of Iman. And has made you and I from the ummah of his Habib, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran teaches us that, you know, if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never ever be able to do so. There are so many things in life, dear viewers of Madinah channel, for you and I to be grateful for you and I to be thankful for. Some blessings we are aware of, some blessings we aren't aware of. And subhanallah, we are taught to be grateful and to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single state, circumstances that you and I may be in. With that being said, as a reminder once again, to always say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless blessings. Our faculty and ability of seeing, listening, talking, tasting, touching, walking, the senses that we have, our entire body. This is something for you and I to be grateful for. The families that we have, our parents, our siblings, brothers, our sisters, our children, they are all there as a blessing for you and I. And we have to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this many blessings. The food that we eat, the water that you and I drink, our health, our wealth. All of these, dear views of Madani channel, are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I. Whether a person has less or whether a person has more, that person should still be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with all of these being said, of course, these are only a few. They are countless blessings, dear views of Madani channel. But with all of this being said, there is one blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of us, and we take that for granted. And that is our time. Yes. You know, especially in today's day and age, there's one thing ringing in our heads that's echoing in everyone's mind and in everyone's life. That is time, time, time. Time is too short. I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to go there. I don't have time to do that. And everything is revolving around this. That whoever you may ask, every person you ask, try this for yourself. Every person you ask, and they will tell you, time is going too fast. Time is going too quick. I don't have time anymore. I mean, I can't even recall, I can't even fathom and comprehend how I reached the age of 30 so fast, how I reached the age of 20 so fast, how I reached the age of 40, 50. So quick, it seems as if it was only, you know, yesterday. That's how fast time is going, dear viewers of Madani channel. And if we ask ourselves, what are we doing with this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I, the blessing of time, we have to understand and realize that the time that we have, once it goes, it never comes back. This moment, as I'm speaking and as you are listening, one word that came out of my mouth and that you have heard, that time is gone. It's not going to come back. Every moment that goes by, it never comes back. It's like an arrow being shot off a bow, and it never comes back. It never returns. That is how time is. You know, everyone is granted 24 hours. No one is granted 25. No one is granted 27. No one is granted 8 hours or 10 hours. No, everyone, every single person is granted 24 hours. How is it you get some people, they accomplish what they need to accomplish within the 24 hours, and you get another group of people, they can't accomplish what they need to in 24 hours. How is this and why is this? It is because the person who can accomplish all of the tasks within 24 hours, they know their priorities. They have a schedule. They know what to prioritize. They know what they need to do. They have an ambition. They have a set goal and they aim for that. And on the other hand, the other group of people that do not meet their requirements, their goals, their ambitions in life, those people, they do not prioritize. They do not aim for their goals. And they use their time very unwisely in trivial matters, in useless matters, in matters that don't bring any benefit to them, nor do they bring any benefit to others as well, nor to themselves. And that's how you get such people. These are the kind of people that you know, complain, time is too short. But holistically, this goes for everyone. You know, whether someone has their priorities in place, someone doesn't have their priorities in place, either which way, time, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is going so, so fast that you and I, we don't even realize it. And we use our days and our nights in doing useless things, you know, not using it in the right way that we are supposed to be using it. And to understand how we're supposed to utilize our time, we need to understand for what purpose you and I have been sent into this world. And that is the Holy Quran teaches you and I, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has not created humans and jinnat except for His worship. Yes, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you would see barakah in your time. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we can see blessings in our time. That is our ultimate purpose, that you and I are in this dunya, are in this world. And with that comes performing your salah, giving your zakah, seeking knowledge of deen, respecting and obeying your parents, reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving charity, and so much more, dear viewers of Madani Channel. All of this, we can make good use of our time. And one very beautiful way of doing that is to correct your niyya, to correct your intention. You know, you can enter your home and you feed a morsel of food to your wife. You know, apparently, to others, it may seem as if, you know, that time that you are using to eat, you're just taking a morsel of food and putting it into your wife's mouth. But that time that you have done that, you have been rewarded for it. Yes, by putting a morsel of food into your wife's mouth, there is reward for that, there is thawab for that. And all of this should be done with the intention that whatever I'm doing it for the pleasure and sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like there are so many other things in life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You are in traffic. What do? You're stuck. You can't move anywhere. There's cars in front of you. There's vehicles behind you. There's vehicles to the side of you. You can't go anywhere. What do you do in that time that you have? And a wise person will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A wise person will recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A wise person will recite the Holy Quran, because having this road rage and, you know, this pressing the hooter and making the horn so loud, and just by pressing it continuously, that's not going to make the traffic go any faster, will it? It would not, not at all. So instead of doing all of that, instead of channeling your energy into that way, which brings no benefit, rather put your energy into a way that brings about benefit. And together with that, you are making good use of your time. You know, an ignorant person, he once said to a wise person, that described the benefits of such a thing to me, that by virtue of using it, I remain asleep even during the day. What a question and what a request. So this wise person, he replied and he said, that old person, how are you so foolish? You are already spending half of your life by sleeping heedlessly at night, where sleep is another name for death. And now you want to waste 3/4 of your life in sleeping and keep only 1/4 for living? So that man asked, okay, since you are saying this, explain it to me. How is it so? How is that? So the wise person, he replied and he said, for example, if you have a lifespan of, say, 40 years, then half of your life will be 20 years. Now you want to reduce it further to just 10 years. In other words, you are already spending 20 years of your life by sleeping at night. And if you remain asleep during the day, so it means you will, you know, also be spending another 10 years of your life in sleep. So what you will have remaining to carry out good deeds in preparation of the hereafter will only be 10 years. So this wise person told him that remove the desire of excessive sleep from your heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have heard how the wise man politely rectified the person who had the desire of sleeping a lot, and how he tried to give him the religious mindset to think about his afterlife, to think about the hereafter. You know, and this account, this parable, it contains admonition in particular for those unwise people who waste most of their time sleeping or staying in bed like bedridden patients. You know, such people neither care about salah nor about rise for of their family. And you know, remember that sleeping in excess is such a bad habit that not only does it ruin one's time, it's also a cause of disgrace and humiliation in this world as well as the hereafter. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the blessed mother of Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam said to him, that, oh my son, do not sleep excessively at night. For sleeping excessively at night will leave a man poor on the day of Qiyamah. Likewise, it's also mentioned that all of the pious people have said, hold firm to 3 habits. Number 1 is talking less. Number 2, sleeping less. And number 3, eating less. Talking less, sleeping less, eating less. Because excessive talking, excessive sleeping, and excessive eating, they are all extremely bad traits. And a person faces, you know, loss due to these habits in this world and in the hereafter. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah, he writes that it is sunnah for the fasting person to not sleep too much during the day. Rather, he should remain awake so that he feels the effects of hunger and weakness. Although sleeping less is preferred, however, if a person does remain asleep, as long as he observes necessary worship, he will not be sinful. Now, in views of Madinah channel, it's clear that, you know, the person who remains asleep during the entire day will not even feel the fast. Now ponder for a moment, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah is prohibiting even sleeping too much, as a person, you know, will have more free time to worship by not sleeping too much. So how misfortunate and deprived are those individuals who waste their time in play, entertainment, and in haram acts. You know, value, subhanAllah, we need to value time, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, because as I've mentioned in the beginning, the time is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he used to say that, O son of Adam, you are a collection of various stages. Whenever a day or night passes by you, one of your stages comes to an end. And when all of your stages come to an end, you will reach your destination, either paradise or hell, either Jannah or Jahannam. Now, what is meant by valuing time? How do we value time? And subhanAllah, for this we go into the Holy Quran. We ask the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran gives us the answer, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Asr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wal-Asr, Innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa aminu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By the oath of that era of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed mankind is surely at a loss except those who believed and did good deeds and advised one another towards the truth and advised one another to have patience. Subhanallah. Now Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he states and he mentions that man is wasting his true capital, that is his life, in disbelief, in kufr, in sin, heedlessness, seeking the world and in fun and amusement. He says that he does not use it as a means for bettering his hereafter. He says man is a trader. His life is his shop and his deeds are the products of his shop. If the products, meaning the deeds, are good, then Allah Ta'ala buys them and paradise is their price. And if they are bad, then shaitan is the buyer and Jahannam is their price. And the buyer depends on the product. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful way Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah has put it, dear views of my channel, for you and I to understand. Likewise, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah has quoted a statement of a pious man, and he says that I understood the meaning of Surah Al-Asr from an ice seller who was calling aloud in the marketplace that have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. And hearing this, the person said to himself that this is the meaning, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that indeed mankind is surely in loss. And he further states that the one whose life is being spent uselessly will be among those who suffer a loss. So subhanAllah, we have heard that how valuable our life is. In fact, every moment of our life, and how quickly the short journey of our life is coming to an end. So the wise person is the one who does not fall prey to the deception of this temporary world. No, he is the one who values the precious moments of his life more than jewelry, gold, silver, etc. The one who adopts taqwa, who adopts piety. The one who does not waste his life in, you know, useless activities and worldly luxuries. We should not show any laziness in performing the actions prescribed by the Sharia. You know, if our nafs incites us to be lazy, then we should rebuke it. We should refrain from the acts that are forbidden in the Sharia without making any excuses and avoiding any kind of delay. Now, if we remain indulge in the luxuries of this world and heedlessly spend all of our precious time in working only towards our worldly future, and then the angel of death comes to us, then by Allah we will not be given time to even say subhanallah once. Allahu Akbar. And there's a story. The summary of it is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Muzani rahimahullah said, a person from Bani Israel would hoard wealth. And when the time of his death approached, he said to his sons that, show me my numerous possessions. So many horses, camels, and slaves were brought to him. And seeing them, he began to cry. Yes, he began to cry. And seeing him cry, the angel of death asked that, why are you crying? I swear by the one who blessed you with all this, that I will not leave until I separate your soul from your body. And the man pleaded. He said, grant me a little time so I may distribute this wealth. The angel responded and said that you will not be granted any respite now. Why did you not do this before your death? And so the angel of death seized his soul. Not even a time to even say Subhanallah once. Allahu Akbar. So this parable, it contains admonition as well for those people, you know, who always strive to multiply their wealth by any means, despite, you know, already possessing so much of wealth, and they are not satisfied even after hoarding hundreds of thousands, millions, and even billions of pounds, rands, dollars, and possessing so many properties. Rather than, you know, decreasing, their greed for gathering wealth, it only increases. Allahu Akbar. Now remember that accumulating wealth is not something bad, is not something evil altogether. Only that wealth which is not spent on fulfilling hukuk wajiba, such as zakah, your fitrah, etc., is considered evil wealth. And only the wealth which makes us heedless of death, the matters of the grave, and the hereafter, righteous deeds, good company, and acting upon the commandments of the Sharia is bad wealth. So, try to understand. We should try to understand the importance of time and only gather enough halal sustenance as you need. You know, life is not something that is granted to you again and again. You know, that once you die, you're going to come back. No, once you die, you're gone. It's end game. It's finished. Life is not granted again and again. So keep in mind that the hadith and narrations would give us guidance regarding the importance of time. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that there are two such blessings about which many people are in deception. And that is health and free time. Yes, how many people out there worry about their health? How many people out there worry about their free time? Free time comes equals sleep. Free time comes equals play. Free time comes equals entertainment. Free time comes equals amusement. That's how people today understand free time. Whereas free time supposed to be used in a way that brings you benefit or you are benefiting others. And in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of people are those who are of benefit to others. So in your free time, instead of scrolling through social media, gaining nothing but dopamine, that too for no right purpose, instead of doing that, becoming happy one moment, becoming sad one moment, becoming happy one moment, becoming sad one moment, because you see one reel, you see one video, a happy video, you become happy. You scroll one more, it's a sad reel, it's a sad video, you become sad. This is the effect that it has on the human brain. The algorithm that the social media feeds you, it knows what you are interested in. And as you are scrolling, your emotions, they just fluctuate. You see one video happy, one video sad, one video accident, one video this, one video baby. And your emotions are going all over the place. You don't know what to feel anymore. You lose your sense of creativity. You lose your sense of creative thinking because of scrolling through social media. And this is what it does. Gives you a dopamine hit, but it's not a good dopamine hit. Your emotions are all over the place. So instead of doing that, have some human time. Have some human being time. Go and talk with your father. Go and talk with your mother. Go and talk with your children. Go and talk with your brother, with your sister. Go and talk with your colleagues. Go and talk to people in your free time. Mention to them, narrate to them a hadith. Tell them, advise them. This is how you can be using your free time in a very good way, in a very positive way. By reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this dear views of Madani channel. You know, in your free time, if it's not the time of salah, then what do? Go and learn knowledge of deen. Go and serve your parents. Obey your parents. Go and look at your parents with a gaze and a sight of love and muhabbah. And for you, inshallah, is one complete hajj. Yes, as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So free time, dear viewers of Madani channel, it is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have free time on hands. Now I know of some people that when they have free time, they utilize that time in productivity. They utilize that time and they make most of the time because they know, I got this free time. This is a golden opportunity. This is a golden chance. I can complete what I needed to complete. I couldn't do it in my working hours, but now I have the time, I can complete it, and they do end up completing it. And these people are successful. These people know what they want in life. They're not following others. They're not like a flock of sheep following each other. No, they're different. They pull differently. They have a strong-willed mindset. They know what they want in life. And when they know what they want in life, do you think that they will waste their time? They would waste their free time? No, they would not be wasting no time at all. They would make sure to use their time correctly. Divide your time. You know, keep a portion of your time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep a portion of your time for yourself. Keep a portion of your time for your family. Subhanallah, this was the blessed schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Divide your time like this. Have a schedule. Prioritize. And then you would see how successful you become in life. Everyone wants to attain success. Everyone wants to be on top of the ladder. Everyone wants to be there. How do you be there? You be there by having time management. If you don't have time management, you can't get there. Because those who got there, they had time management. They knew how to manage their time properly and wisely. So, you want success? Time management is very, very important. And the next hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned was that he said, value five things before five things. And he mentions that value your youth before old age, value your health before illness, value your wealth before poverty, value your free time before being busy. And number five, value your life before death. Value your free time before being busy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising you and I. Today, how many people out there live alone valuing free time? How many people out there are actually valuing the time that they have on hand? Free time is a bonus. Free time is a golden package. That's extra. But the time that you have right now, how many people are valuing that? If a person can value the hands on hand, if a person can value the time on hand, then a person can value his free time. Because that's bonus. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration that every day, when the sun rises in the morning, the day makes the following announcement. And it says that if you want to perform any good deed today, then do so. I will never return after today. Now, after listening to all of these blessed sayings and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who waste hours upon hours sitting in restaurants, useless gatherings, mixed amusement spots, in a way, non-mahram males and females gather together, and countless sins are being committed, watching, you know, haram content, dramas, listening to music, etc. All of these DVDs of Madani channel, one should open the eyes after listening to these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not waste their time by indulging in all of these activities. You know, time is such a great bounty, such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, just as the people will be questioned about various other blessings. Similarly, guess what? We are also going to be questioned about time as well. And they will also be asked regarding the activities they did throughout their lives. That's why in the Holy Quran, in Surah At-Takathur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then indeed on that day, you will definitely be questioned regarding the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allama Mawlana Muhammad Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah says that you will be questioned about those blessings which Allah ta'ala had bestowed upon you. For example, your health, your wealth, your free time, your peace, your comfort, etc. By means of which you would seek pleasure in the world, you will be asked regarding how you made use of these things and whether you showed gratefulness for them. And you will be punished for being ungrateful. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be unable to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. What are those five things? Those five questions are: what activities he spent his life on. The second one, how he spent his youth. Third one, where he earned his wealth from. The fourth one, where he spent it. And the fourth one, to what extent he acted upon his knowledge. Five questions, DVDs of Madani channel. On the day of Qiyamah, each and every one of us will be questioned, and we will not be able to lift our foot until we answer these questions. How are we going to answer it? Allahu Akbar. You ask yourself these questions. Perhaps you may be 15 years old watching this. Perhaps some of you are 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. Ask yourself these questions. What activities did you spend your life on? Did I spend my life on? How did we spend our youth? Where did we earn our wealth from? And where did we spend it? To what extent did we act upon our knowledge? Now, although the word time is a very small word, but in reality, it is something extremely precious. Neither can anyone purchase time. You can't buy time. And nor can it be stored. You can't even store time. It is such a traveler that is traveling continuously. It doesn't even stop for a moment and continues its journey towards its destination indifferently. You know, time has played a very vital role in the rise and fall of nations. You know, those nations who recognize the value of time and live their days and nights with strict timekeeping, such nations, they saw success. They met with success. And contrary to this, the nations that, you know, consider time to be valueless and wasted, they are the nations that fall prey to servitude. And wastage of time, you know, it takes them, throws them into the darkness of disgrace and humility in such a way that no sign of them remains. And in relation to the matters of time, if we were to compare our lives with that of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after noticing a clear difference in our lifestyle and theirs, we will perhaps feel so much of regret and embarrassment. You know, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these blessed personalities, they did not spend their time in useless activities. Rather, you know what they did? They had correctly recognized the importance of time. And only a dying person, he knows what one faces at the time of death. But the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not heedless of the importance of time even at that critical moment. Rather, they spend even the last moments of their life performing good deeds. Like it's mentioned by Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Ziyad rahimahullah, that he says, I heard Sayyidina Abu Bakr Attar rahimahullah saying that when Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid rahimahullah passed away, some of my friends and I were present there. And we saw that just before his demise, he was offering salah while sitting due to weakness. Both his feet were swollen. While performing ruku and sujood, he would bend one of his feet, which would, you know, cause him a lot of pain. And upon seeing the state, his friends said that, oh Abu Qasim, what is this? Why are your feet swollen? And he said, Allahu Akbar. This is in fact a blessing. And Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Hariri rahimahullah said, oh Abu Qasim, is there any harm if you lie down? He said, there is still time to perform good deeds. There wouldn't be an opportunity after this. Then he said, Allahu Akbar. And he passed away. Allahu Akbar. And it's also reported that when it was said to him that, oh my master, be lenient upon yourself, then he replied that my record of deeds is being closed now. Who is in need of good deeds more than me at this time? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the mindset, the views of Madinah Channel. Remember, you know, a wise person neither wastes his own time, nor does he waste the time of others. Rather, he values his own time, minds his own business, spends his time in good activities, and encourages others to do the same. You know, he rectifies those who have the mindset of wasting time. And if he happens to utter an unnecessary statement, he takes himself to account by performing self-accountability. Now, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, the awliya Allah, they had an amazing mindset in this regard. Subhanallah. Then it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Ali Fudail bin Iyad, rahimahullah, he was sitting alone in Masjid al-Haram, and one of his friends came to him. So Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, rahimahullah, asked him the reason he had come for. And his friend said that, oh Abu Ali, I have come to amuse you. And Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah said, by Allah, this is something of very great concern. You want to beautify your speech for me and wish that I beautify my speech for you, and that you lie to me and I lie for you. So it is better that either you leave me or I will leave you. Look at how he didn't want to waste time at all. And likewise, another story we see that Sayyidina Hassan bin Sinan Tabi'i rahimahullah passed by a towering house and asked its owner that how long has it been since you constructed this huge house? And he felt, you know, embarrassed. And he addressed his nafs and said that, oh arrogant nafs, you waste precious time in asking useless and purposeless questions. And know what he did after that? He fasted for 1 year as expiation for this useless question. Allahu Akbar. Look, the views of Majid and Shana, how they value time, that they would even take precaution, and if they asked a useless question, they would make up for that. This is how much they value time. They wouldn't waste their own time, nor would they waste the time of others, and they would refrain from asking questions that were useless, that had no purpose. So likewise, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, you and I, we should also use our time in a very good way. Use your time reciting the Holy Quran. Use your time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use your time reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the na'at and praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mashallah, speaking of the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do have a very beautiful kalam. And yes, of course, although we are going to be going to listen to this kalam, yet we are using this time in a very fruitful way, in a very rewarding way, in a very positive way. Why? Because we are going to listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this amazing kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e jaanana, ae jalwa-e jaanana, aaka tu sham-e risalat hai. Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, jo saqi Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe, har dil ban main khana, har aankh ho paimana. Mar mar ke ise paya, gir pad ke yahan pahuncha, mar mar ke ise paya, chhoote na ilahi ab sange dar jana na. Chhoote na ilahi ab ya rab sange dar jana na. Aaka
tu sham-e risalat hai, alam tera parwana.
Pite hai tere dar ka.
ही दाना है तेरा दाना
आका तू शम्मे रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना जलवाए जाना
हर फूल में बू तेरी हर शम्मा में जो तेरी हर फूल में बू तेरी हर शम्मा में जो तेरी बुलबुल बुलबुल परवाना है परवाना बुलबुल है तेरा बुलबुल हाँ बुलबुल परवाना है परवाना
आका तू शम्मे रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना जलवाए जाना
ऐ जलवाए जाना ऐ जलवाए जाना वो कहते ना कहते कुछ वो करते ना करते कुछ वो कहते ना कहते कुछ वो करते ना करते कुछ ऐ काश वो सुन लेते मुझसे मेरा अफसाना ऐ काश वो सुन लेते मुझसे मेरा अफसाना
आका तू शम्मे रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना तू माहे नुबुवत है ऐ जलवाए जानाना
सरकार के जलवों से रोशन है दिले नूरी सरकार के जलवों से रोशन है दिले नूरी ताहशर रहे रोशन काशाना ताहशर रहे रोशन हाँ रोशन नूरी का ये काशाना
आका तू शम्मे रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना जलवाए जाना
ऐ जलवाए जाना ऐ जलवाए जाना
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله سبحان الله what a beautiful melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين الحمد لله coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing valuing your time MashaAllah, we have mentioned some beautiful accounts with regards to how we can value our time, the beautiful narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, value five things before five, value your free time before being busy, and two things that people usually take for granted, that is your health and your time. And these are the beautiful guidelines that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you and I to take into consideration and to implement it. Value your health, value your time. And now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to that part of today's episode wherein we will mention about regarding some activities that, you know, waste one's time. And to begin with, the number one activity that wastes a lot of people's time, that is the internet. Yes, the internet is one of the biggest means of wasting time. Now remember, just as the correct usage of the internet has some benefits, but using it wrongly and unnecessarily has harmful effects. And one of the biggest harms is the wasting of time. You know, some people have become such habitual users of the internet, Facebook and WhatsApp, that they do not stop using their mobile phone even for a moment. You know, they frequently share updates regarding their sleeping, waking up, shopping, eating, and various other matters with their friends, crossing the boundaries of shamelessness and immodesty. Unveiled girls are also at the forefront of this. And they feel proud, you know, in sharing the indecent pictures. And this generation, our new generation, is so engrossed in the ill usage of the internet that they waste countless hours on it. Now, I've come across a five-year-old girl, and she has a Facebook page of her own, YouTube page of her own. 5 years old, how much of time is she spending on the phone, on the internet at that tender age? You know, if today's young generation, if they are unable to use it for one day, to use the internet for one day, they feel anxious, they feel restless, and it feels as if their time is not passing. I imagine, have you ever felt this sad and restless after not reciting the Holy Quran for a day? Did you feel restless in case of missing Ishraq, Chast, or Tahajjud Salah? If, you know, only we were blessed with the yearning and passion for reciting the Holy Quran. Like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best people of my ummah are those who recite the Holy Quran and those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying awake at night. Imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we need to do. This is how we need to spend our time. And the second activity that wastes our time is our own phones. You know, just as various Islamic and worldly benefits can be obtained through using the internet correctly, similarly, the usage of a mobile phone when necessary is also very helpful for business matters, maintaining contact with relatives, meeting with friends, and for other necessities as well. But perhaps we have considered it to be a device of wasting time. And this is particularly the case with young men and women who use it inappropriately and unnecessarily. They spend the whole day playing games and sending useless messages that contain indecent and strange jokes. So this is something, the views of Madani Channel, that you and I must avoid. And using the mobile phone for an entire day, it results in poor failure, academic failure, in poor vision, academic failure, and loss of one's thinking ability. So take all of this into consideration. Use the internet, use your mobile phone, but only when necessary and for good purposes, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow with faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.